to this between master and disciples, will power over temptation, will be presented in Malay and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alaxis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Malaysia memang sebuah negara indah yang dikurniai dengan bukit dan gunung yang ditumbuhi hutan, banyak pantai yang terdapat pokok palma, air laut yang kehijau-hijauan dan cahaya matahari yang keemasan, serta lagun air tawar. Budaya majmuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandaraya moden dan banyak pulau yang indah permai, ialah ciri negara yang cantik ini. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya terdiri daripada orang Melayu, diikuti oleh orang Cina dan India. Kepelbagaian ini banyak mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya negara ini yang dicerminkan melalui penduduk dan warisannya. Malaysia juga terdapat banyak tokoh yang mulia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail dianugerahi hadiah keamanan Gusi untuk hal ehwal keagamaan dan kemanusiaan, dan Perdana Menteri keempat, Tun Dr. Mahathir bin Mohamad, ialah calon hadiah keamanan Nobel 2007. Disebabkan oleh kegairahan pencari spiritual, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah menerima undangan ikhlas mereka dan berkunjung ke Malaysia beberapa kali. Sekarang kami menjemput anda untuk mengikuti perbincangan Mahaguru Ching Hai yang bertajuk Keazaman Mengatasi Godaan pada 11 Jun dan 12 Jun 1994 di Penang, Malaysia.
Some people after initiation want to live a very simple life. That's fine with me. But do not be too simple. If your house is a king's palace, don't burn it away, you know. And then get a sleeping bag or a tent and go to Maldives. Just enjoy whatever you have. Be simple at heart. Simple means you accept whatever you have. Not to change your situation to make it simple. Sometimes it's very complicated to keep a simple life. Is that right? Like some people make a chobo or Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi in India, they say, it's very, very expensive to keep him poor. Because he likes to live a poor life, you know. But the English people use a lot of things, you know, to watch over him. Because his poor way of life, you know, contrary to probably the British government policy at that moment, and that caused a lot of disturbance. Therefore, they had to spend a lot of money to keep watch over this poor man. That's why they say it's very, very expensive to keep his poor lifestyle. I'm just saying that sometimes, if it has nothing to do with him, right? It was for us. Sometimes even if we want to be simple, but nevertheless, unintentionally, we make our life more complicated and more expensive. Mm? Just like if you have a palace, a beautiful house, a furniture and everything inside, and then you don't like it because you follow Master Ching Hai and you have to live in tent like her, you know, you have to give a sleeping bag and a one bag and a traveling light, something like that. And you have to try to get rid of the furniture, you know, and your furniture is very expensive, or antique, something like that, and nobody has the money to buy it. And you have to advertise all over the newspaper. And you know, it costs a lot of money and time, and then people keep coming to your house looking all the time, and some people just look, you know, and go out, and look and go out, yeah? And you spend all your day, you know, just entertaining the buyer, and they don't buy it, for example, like that. Just enjoy what you have, accept what you have. That is the simple life. Nah? Simple life doesn't mean you have to live in tents. If you have a palace, live in a palace. If you don't have a palace, okay, just live the way you want. It's your house, whatever your house, that is your life. It doesn't matter if you live in a palace or you live in a tent. Just keep it simple, just accept anything. But keep it clean and cozy and tidy. for the benefit of your health and the health of your family. That's all. Today I went through the, some of the houses and go to the mountain. You know what it's like, huh? When you don't sweep the leaves, rotten, and you can
sleep.
Yeah, you can hurt yourself too. It's not only not clean, but not tidy. Everything's so dark and damp and dirty. Simple living is not like that, huh? If you can help it, make your own water nice, clean, bright, huh? And enough air, okay? But sometimes you cannot help it. You cannot help it if your house is beautiful or ugly, big or small, but you can help to make it look clean and tidy. The same in meditation center or so. Whatever, not necessary, don't keep it. Okay? Whatever you have, keep it clean, nice, and you know, repair. So everything looks at least, you know, reflecting your standard of practice. Okay? The cleanliness inside has to also be expressed outside too. I live in tents or sometimes very simple houses, but very, very clean. Every corner, no dirt, and very bright, you know, every clean. Cleaning every day, yeah? If you cannot clean every day, at least twice a week or three times a week, yeah? Give it clean. That's all right, thank you. I forgot to tell you something. That the mountain, first make your own quarter comfortable, okay? Make the so-called meditation hall comfortable. I already tell her what to do. She can pass on to you and my house away until anytime. Because I don't always come here. I like it, but I don't need to always make trouble like that. You have to wait until the road is it's possible for you to use cup. I know that the teacher will always laugh. I like you very much, laugh. You know, I can do meditation, laugh. I can eat vegetarian, laugh. I can eat laugh, not eat laugh. And then she, even though she doesn't speak English, she just put laugh on everything. I don't know why. And her accent becomes also different. Now, before I she speak Chinese in a normal accent, you know, like Southern Taiwanese. And now she speak, I don't know what kind of accent anymore. Like some sea water and mixed with the river water.
not very salty and not very sweet. Just in between. If you listen to her, you don't know the difference because all of you speak like that. We really are influenced by the people we are with, right? If we are with good people, we feel in a good spirit and do good things. And we feel everything we do, whether it's very good, we feel is it natural. And we feel encouraged to continue to do that. And we do that all the time, and we don't feel that's anything good, right? But if we are with the bad people, we are also influenced and do many bad things, and then we don't even feel that it's bad. Because this is so natural to us and so become like a habit, like second nature of ourselves, that we do not know that it's bad, right? So many bad people are like that. They are influenced by the environment or by the people they are with, and then they do bad things. And because they all do the same thing, you know, all do the bad things. So nobody check on the others, and everybody, even though at first when they come in, they still have a little of a discriminating sense to know what is good, what is bad, you know? But later on, they finish, right? They forget. And then everyone has so many bad influence, and they are only one good, and then they also be swallowed up by the negativity of the surrounding and of the people they're with. They become habitual to doing things bad, and they don't know it. They don't realize it, right? Yeah. Just like before initiation, you used to do many things and you don't think about it, right? But now, after initiation, even though you cannot change quickly, but now you realize, you are aware of your shortcoming. Whenever you do something against your conscience, you are aware right away. And you stop you don't do it. Or when we want to think about it, want to do, you know, the habitual things or bad things, let it, you stop, right? After you think about it, you stop saying, oh no, it's no good. You know, master don't like it. Or this is against the conscience. And then you stop. At least you only think about it. And quickly, you dismiss it. And that is already progress, right? We cannot always control our thinking. That is for sure. Hmm? For sure. Just like this morning, he asked from one of the disciples in Singapore, why we have less disciples? No, not Singapore. I think Penang. Penang. He said, last time he came, there were many more people. How come this time a little bit less? And they said, oh, very difficult. Very difficult to keep yourself away from. I said, 优化的那个小吃.
Pocket store.
Yes. Because they smell terribly nice. And they look terribly mouth-watering. And the memories, you know, is terribly strong. Wow, how was it, you know? It was very good, you know. I used to take my children there, my parents there, or my families, or my friends, you know. I used to sit around, you know, those small stools, yeah, and enjoy these tidbits. And he said, it's terribly tempting, you know. And so not many people can resist it. He said he has also struggled, you know, have a lot of difficulty before he can overcome this temptation, you know. Every time he passed by, he still feels something stirring inside. So that's the problem. See, that's the problem. If the people just cook inside their house, right, or cook inside the restaurant, it's easier for you, right? You don't see it, you don't smell it, or you just smell a little bit and you pass by. But you see, you smell, and then you remember, and then you see people eating, you know. No, it's terrible. Of course, I understand. And after you can resist this kind of temptation, you stop, right? Because otherwise, if we just do the things that everybody else can do, then this is not very big deal. Is that right? Yes. So if we can do the things that other people cannot do, then at least, we do not talk about becoming Buddha or loving compassion or anything else. We just discuss about the willpower. A man without willpower is so soft and so no strength. It's like a worm, you know? Just crawling and body is bending all over places. So a man is different from an animal, it's the willpower, right? Willpower. The willpower, if we use in a good way, is benefited to ourselves and to the society. If we use a willpower to do some negative things, then of course the result is terrible. Is that right? So now, because we are already having the right direction, the virtuous direction, the righteous way of life, and then we train our willpower as well, then can you imagine what we cannot do, right? We can do many things. Because the willpower without a good virtuous way of knowledge, then it is sometimes very harmful. So now, I understand that it's very difficult to resist of the temptation outside. But if we can, you know, if we can, that shows that we're strong. That's all. Huh? Because whatever you eat, the Buddha don't care. Do the Buddha care what you eat? Huh? Right? Okay. The Buddha could also accept you if you eat meat or if you give in to any temptation on the road. But still, what kind of Buddha is that? You know? If you become a Buddha, you have no willpower. You cannot accomplish anything. A Buddha is the one who has to work. We call him a Buddha because he's a master of wisdom. Buddha means an all-wise person, okay? An enlightened person. The word Buddha comes from Buddhi, see? So you have to have a very strong intellect and a strong willpower in order to become an all-wise person, because it doesn't matter if you're wise yourself, but you have to help other people to be called Buddha. Just like you have to help to take care of the patient before people call you a doctor, right? And otherwise, even if you have a title of doctor, and nobody really have respect for you, right? Because you have never treated any patient. So what is the good of your doctor title? Similarly, if we want to follow the role of the Buddha and become a Buddha, and later we will lead a lot of people into the way of light, in the way of wisdom. And we ourselves just give in to any temptation, and even the small things, like eating. Yeah? Because if we don't eat that kind of things, we will not die. That's all, okay? We can eat tofu and any other things and we still survive. And even we look better with that. Is that not so?
Yes.
If you eat tofu and you become terrible and deteriorated, then of course you should not sacrifice like that. We have to help ourselves first before we can help any other people. This is for sure. But eating vegetarian just makes us more healthy, right? I don't see any unhealthy person here. Do you? And you look good, huh? Most people gain weight, feel better, children also beautiful. No problem, right? So why should we give in to the bad temptation? If it's good for us, it's fine. If it's good for us, then maybe say, oh yeah, you know, because of my body, or because if I don't have it, I die, or I feel terrible, or I will have headache, or I will have bad temper, and things like that, then I must eat myself in order to concentrate better. That's fine. But we eat vegetarian, we concentrate better, right? More relaxed, and less sickness, and less burden, and less feeling heavy, and digest quickly, huh? So why not? And that's the logical thing. Not because the Master Ching Hai says so, or not because the Buddha says so, or Jesus says so. It don't matter who says. If it's not logical, we will not follow. Whether they say, you follow this, you go to heaven or not, we don't care about heaven. We have to care whether we are intelligent enough to understand this theory, and whether it is logical enough for us to accept it. Because we have wisdom inside, we have the Buddha nature inside. We can't just take anybody's word and say, oh, because she's famous, or he's famous, he's a master, he says so, it must be so. It could not be. So now those that were left behind, every day driving around the city, smelling all this. But afterward you feel used to it, no? You don't feel tempted so much, no? Huh? You still like to eat it? If you really do like to eat, just eat it. Eat it once, and then see what happens. And let the blood running down of your mouth, and you know, it looks like a Dracula. Anyhow, the problem is you have to take care of the vegetarian diet. Huh? You have to cook well. Not cook yourself well, but cook the food well. And then, when you are satisfied with the food, you will not feel like being tempted by the meat of vendors outside. You see, because it's not your fault that you want to eat meat. It's not your fault. I know, it's not your fault. Because you're not satisfied with a vegetarian diet. Either not enough nutrition or not enough good taste. Because so many years you eat meat and have the tasty food. And now if you change to the vegetarian diet, you do not replace it with good taste and good nutrition, then you're about to miss the past. This is very natural, so do not blame yourself, but try to improve your diet. Okay, if your wife can cook, tell her she can take courses in some restaurant. Anybody can cook, really. But of course somebody has the skill of cooking, and more than the others. But with the practice, anyone can do many things.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Penonton-penonton yang murah hati, terima kasih kerana menyaksikan episod antara guru dengan anak murid hari ini. Bersamalah kami lagi pada hari Sabtu untuk bahagian 4 rancangan kami yang bertajuk Keazaman Mengatasi Godaan. Sila teruskan bersama Supreme Master Television untuk Alam Haiwan, rakan sehidup kita sejurus selepas berita yang wajar diberi perhatian. Semoga Melodi Sugar meningkatkan jiwa anda. Kind viewers, thank you for watching today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again on Saturday for part 4 of our program entitled Willpower Over Temptation. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next, right after Noteworthy News. May celestial melodies uplift your spirit.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.